by you and to grow and to become future disciples as well. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's prepare for a time of scripture reading. Please meditate on the word as I read. Today's scripture is from Genesis 3, verses 1 to 7, 4, 1 to 5, and verse 8. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals that the Lord has made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the garden. You must not touch it or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain, his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated, and let us welcome Pastor Xiao Wen and Sister Andrea for the word today.
Okay, 我们来祷告.
Let us pray.
亲爱的主啊, 我们恭敬地将今天的讲道交托在你的手中.
Lord, we commit today's message in your hands.
你的圣言和圣灵同时运行在我们当中.
May your holy word and spirit work among us.
改变我们的生命.
Change our lives.
使我们能够活像基督.
That we may live like Christ.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们的题目叫做为你的家征战.
Today the theme is fight for your family.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在是一个人手都拿手机的时代。
So we live in a world where we are constantly troubled.
每天当我们打开新闻的时候，看到的不仅仅是战争、饥荒和地震。
So we're surrounded by news such as wars, famines, and earthquakes.
更有一场无声的战役正在每个家庭当中肆虐。
Yet at the same time, there's a war being silently waged in our houses.
美国心理学家 APA 2023年报告指出 63% 的家庭因过度使用手机陷入情感隔离。
So according to a 2023 report by the American Psychological Association, 63% of families suffer from emotional disconnection due to excessive phone use.
而青少年的抑郁率10年间飙升了 60%。
And teenage depression has soared by about 60% over the past decade.
2022年基督徒显示基督徒的离婚率为 28%。
So in a 2022 study, they found that about 28% of Christian marriages end in divorce.
虽然低于社会的平均值, 但也意味着每4对基督徒夫妻当中有一对是婚姻破裂的。
So while it's lower than the average, it means that in every 4 marriages, one will fail.
这些数据背后是仇敌对一个家庭，一个神所设立的第一间的微型教会发动的一个系统性的毁灭。
So behind these statistics is a systematic assault by the enemy on our families, which is God's very first institution, a micro church.
从伊甸园开始，家庭就是撒旦首要的攻击目标。
Ever since Eden, the family has been Satan's primary target.
他诱惑夏娃质疑上帝的良善。
So he tempted Eve to question God's goodness,
挑拨亚当推卸责任,
and provoked Adam to shirk his responsibility.
如今, 这样子的事情还延续到我们现在的家庭当中。
And we see this kind of mindset or trend subtly undermining our homes.
社会上的一些的分歧正在影响着我们。
So today, what's happening in the wider culture is affecting us.
例如夫妻之间各顾各的。
So for example, spouses may live under the same roof but lead separate lives.
然后家长和孩子只图眼前的痛快，每天对着手机的时间越来越多。
And so parents and children are kind of focusing on their own individual pleasure, focusing excessively on their screens.
所以亲情的链接越来越冷淡。
So this connection that happens in the family has grown cold over time.
我们现在讲究的是说，我们要有包容性。
So now we talk about, you know, we must be embracing and inclusive.
好像什么文化都是对的。
As if all kinds of cultures are right.
所以使得很多的基督徒的家庭连最基本的信仰根基都守不住了。
But this sort of relativism is also weakening the foundations of Christian families.
尼希米面对城墙倒塌的时候疾呼，不要怕他们，要记得主是伟大可畏的，要为你的弟兄、儿女、妻子和你们的家征战。
So in the face of a crumbling wall, Nehemiah once cried out,Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome and fight for your families, your sons and daughters, your wives and your homes.
我们必须清楚地明白一点。
So we should understand this.
家庭不仅仅是避风港，它也是一个属灵的战场。
Our homes are not just safe harbors, but they are spiritual battlegrounds.
婚姻不仅仅只有浪漫的故事，更是基督与教会的联盟的一个盟约的预表。
Marriage is not just a romantic tale,but a covenantal reflection of Christ and the church.
或许现在你的家庭正经历着情感的一种隔离。
So perhaps your family is now caught in a emotional cold wall.
或者你的孩子正在信仰的岔路口徘徊。
Or perhaps your child is at a crossroads of faith.
或者整个的家庭忙碌，已经有好久没有在一起有家庭的祭坛祷告。
Or perhaps because of your busy schedules, the family altar in your home has fallen apart.
所以今天我们再次回到圣经的婚姻观。
So today, let us return to the biblical vision of marriage.
重新思考基督徒的婚姻到底承载着怎样的神圣的使命。
And we re-examine its sacred mission.
我们来看第一点，恢复神圣秩序。
So we take a look at the first point to restore God's divine order. So now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
创世纪三章一至六节是圣经首次揭示罪如何进入世界的关键事件。
So Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 6 records the entrance of sin into the world.
也是人类家庭关系破裂的根源。
And it is the source of where the rupture of human relationships happened.
从这里我们看到神所设立的第一间家庭起，撒旦就开始不遗余力地要进行破坏和攻击。
So from this example of the first family, we can see that Satan's intent was always to destroy.
神所应许的应有的神圣秩序是上帝、男人、女人和其他的受造之物。
So in God's created order, it is God, then man, then woman, then creation.
然而，在伊甸园罪的事件当中，最大的破坏却是动物诱惑女人，女人影响男人，男人背逆上帝。
But in this case, we see that the order was completely inverted. So the creature tempted the woman influenced the man disobeyed God.
所以神圣的秩序完全被颠倒了。
We see a full reversal of divine authority.
这是撒旦明目张胆的对神圣权威的一个挑战。
And so this is Satan's challenge to God's imposed order.
因为在家庭当中，神设立的原始的秩序是男人为首，女人为帮助者。
Because in God's divine order, the man is to lead and the woman is to be a helper.
神先造亚当并赋予其使命，修理看守伊甸园。
God first created Adam and entrusted him with a mission to work and take care of the garden.
亚当直接领受了不可吃分别善恶果子的禁令。
And he was the one who received directly the command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
亚当也为万物命名，体现了治理的权柄。
And he was also given the responsibility of naming all the animals, and govern them.
当神看到这人独居不好的时候，就给他造了一个配偶夏娃来帮助亚当。
But when God saw that it was not good for him to be alone, God created a companion, Eve, to help him.
所以夏娃是帮助者的角色。
So Eve was given the role of the helper.
奥古斯丁在《论婚姻的好处》中指出，神设计男女角色是为在爱中实践神圣秩序。
So in the text on the good of marriage, Augustine pointed out that God had designed the roles of men and women so that we can live out a divine order in love.
男人以舍己领导护卫盟约。
So the man is supposed to lead and protect this covenant through self-sacrifice.
女人以智慧帮助成全使命。
While the woman helps to fulfill the mission with wisdom.
但是夏娃诱惑亚当，蛇诱惑夏娃从帮助者变成了决策者。
But Satan lured Eve to move from being a helper to become the decision maker.
当夏娃添加不可摸的时候，明显的她已经从领受者变成了解释者。
So Eve added this phrase, "You must not touch it," and this reveals a shift from receiving God's word to someone who is interpreting it.
僭越了亚当作为原始的领袖的这样的一个权柄。
And in this case, she overstepped Adam's role as the original recipient of God's command.
所以就摘吃就摘下果子来吃，又给了和她在一起的丈夫，她也吃了。
So she took the fruit and ate and gave it to her husband.
角色颠倒了。
There is a reversal of roles.
帮助者成为了诱惑者。
The helper became the tempter.
所以说这个时候，夏娃和蛇反而成了一个同门。
And then she enters into an alliance with Satan.
而领袖变成了跟随者。
And we see the leader became the follower.
而亚当的沉默和妥协就促成了一系列罪恶的发生。
And because of his silence and compromise, Adam paved the way for sin.
因为作为看守者，他没有纠正夏娃对神话语的曲解。
As the one who was in charge of the garden, he failed to correct Eve's distortion of God's word.
作为盟约之手的一个守护者，他未抵挡妻子明显的违背神命令的行为。
As the protector and receiver of the covenant, he did not stop his wife from violating God's command.
因此，男人从舍己的守护者沦为了推卸责任者。
So the man who was meant to be a selfless protector became a blame shifter.
当神问他的时候，他说：“你所赐给我的和我在一起的那女人。”
But when asked, she said, "The woman you put here with me, she was the one who gave me some fruit from the tree."
最后是上帝的错。
So in the end, it's God's fault, lah.
神对亚当的审判说：“地就因你的缘故受咒诅。”
Then God's judgment on Adam was clear: "Cursed is the ground because of you."
所以我们看到，当一个领袖失职的时候，带来的是全地的咒诅的结果。
And so we saw the failure of the leader led to the cursedness of the earth.
而女人从生命的孕育者变成了一个生产的受苦者。
And the woman who is the bearer of life would now bear children in pain.
神说：“我要大大增加你怀胎的痛苦。”
God said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe."
所以我们这里要深入的思考一个问题：为什么撒旦要这么做
？So this leads us to a deeper question: Why did Satan do all of this?
他的目的是什么？这样做对他有什么好处？
What was his goal, and how would it benefit him?
撒旦破坏神创造家庭的本质的动机是抵挡神的至高主权。
So Satan's core motivation in attacking God's design of family was to defy the supreme authority of God.
撒旦核心的堕落的核心是我要升上高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
His own fall was rooted in pride. He says, "I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High."
何等的骄傲
！What arrogance!
这种骄傲的野心驱使他攻击神在地上的代理者，就是人类的家庭。
And so this desire to usurp God's place drove him to attack God's representative on earth, human families.
所以撒旦作为空中掌权者的首领，他无法容忍受造物代表神行使治理权柄。
So as the ruler of the kingdom of the air, Satan cannot tolerate created beings exercising authority on earth on God's behalf.
因此他要通过破坏家庭，瓦解人类对神权柄的顺服。
So he seeks to destroy family, to undermine our obedience to God's authority.
还有就是神设立婚姻是宣告二人成为一体。
So when God instituted marriage, he declared that the two will become one flesh.
这种合一反映了三一神内在的一种神圣的一种亲密的团契。
And this unity reflects this inner intimate fellowship between the triune God.
所以撒旦破坏夫妻的关系，实质是在攻击神与人同在的一种神圣的一种圣约模式。
So by breaking and threatening the marriage bond, Satan is ultimately attacking this covenantal pattern of God being with us.
所以早期教父艾任纽指出说，撒旦最深的恐惧是什么？就是人透过与神的联合成为神所示的样式。
So the early church father, Irenaeus, noted that Satan's greatest fear is that through union with God, humans would become what God intended them to be.
所以他必须要摧毁这种联合的雏形, 就是婚姻。
So Satan wants to destroy the prototype of such a union, marriage.
在这场属灵的战争中, 神人亲密的关系被破坏了。
So in this spiritual war, the intimacy between God and man is disrupted.
夫妻之间的信任被破坏了。
The trust between the husband and the wife is shattered.
罪和死亡进入了世界, 撒旦成为了最大的赢家。
Sin and death entered the world, and Satan walks away as the biggest winner.
难道就此为止了吗? 就到这里了吗?
But is this the end of the story?
不是的。
Absolutely not.
我们中国的孙子兵法，他提到说是知己知彼，百战不殆。
So the Chinese strategist Sun Tzu once said, "Know yourself and know your enemy, and you will never be defeated."
所以，当我们认识到仇敌的诡计的时候
，So we recognize the enemy's tactics.
对仇敌最致命的反击就是活在神所设立的神圣的秩序之中。
And our most powerful counterattack would be to live in the order that God established.
神
，God，
男人。
Men,
女人,
women,
和受造的万物,
and the rest of creation.
所以圣服神的话, 活出真理, 就是最大的反击。
So submitting to His word and living in the truth is the best counterattack.
神要在耶稣基督里面使家庭重新恢复原本的伊甸园中的秩序。
In Christ, God desires to restore the original orders that He intended.
以弗所书5章22-25节。
So in Ephesians 5, verses 22 to 25, Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. In the text Confessions, Augustine said,
人类从此用自以为意的标准取代神启示的重责。
That humans replace God's standard of divine revelation with our own self-righteousness.
这是上帝的标准。
And so this is God's standard.
但是我们家庭的根源就是我们用自己的认为对的来取代上帝的标准。
But we use our own yardstick and replace that.
现在的整个的世界，极端女权主义兴起，对家庭的秩序产生了极大的冲击。So
today, radical forms of feminism have deeply disrupted God's ordained order of the family.
其中包括第一点，否定男人在家庭当中的领袖的地位。An
example is that they reject the male headship in the home.
将为首的等同于压迫。They
equate leadership with oppression.
违反了，其实违背了基督是个人的头，基督才是家庭的主。
And it contradicts the spiritual principle that actually Christ is the head of every man and the head of every family.
第二个, 扭曲女性的使命。
Next, they distort the role of women.
贬低母亲职分为束缚。
They demean motherhood as a form of bondage.
哦, 女人要同等的去追求很多的事业上的成功。
To be equal, women must pursue the same level of successes or types of successes like men.
然后忽略了才德的妇人建立家室的永恒的价值。
And then they ignore the eternal value of the woman in the house.
第三,
Now they also prioritize self-fulfillment over covenantal responsibility.
将婚姻视为可丢弃的契约。
They treat marriage as a disposable contract.
过不下去就分手了，离婚啊。
If we cannot get along, then we can divorce.
而非婚姻是神所配合的，神不可分开。
Instead of seeing it as a sacred union that God has brought together.
而这种文化思潮也在不断地影响着教会。
So such cultural mindsets are seeping into the church.
潜移默化地影响着基督徒的婚姻。
Subtly influencing our marriages.
因为神所创造的原本的秩序，所以很多的家庭被破坏了。
And as this divine order is being dismantled, families inevitably break down.
所以当我们为家庭征战的时候，首先要看到仇敌的伎俩。
So if we are to fight for our families, we must first expose the enemy's strategy.
我知道这在座的很多还是年轻人。
Many of us here are very young.
还没有结婚。
And we are not married.
但是我们首先要 不要接受一个正确的婚姻观。
But we need to set our perspectives on marriage right.
有一本很著名的婚姻, 基督教婚姻辅导类的书籍叫做《男人需要尊重，女人需要爱》。
There is a well-known marriage counseling book that says men need respect, women need love.
这本书谈到说，男人作为家庭的带领者，很需要被妻子尊重，在家里面得到认可。
And the book focuses on how men as leaders of the household need to feel respected and affirmed by their wives.
而女人在一段家庭关系中，很需要丈夫发自内心的关爱和保护。
And women deeply need love and care from their husbands.
所以男人需要在家庭中主动承担带领者的角色。
So men are called to proactively take up the role of leadership in the family.
而女人需要成为好的帮助者，同心去完成神所托付给整个家庭的责任和使命。
And with women being faithful helpers, together they fulfill the responsibilities and mission that God has entrusted to the household.
作为男人最难的功课就是发自内心的去爱自己的妻子。
So one of the greatest challenges for men is to love his wife from the heart, just as Christ loved the church.
如同基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
Like how Christ loved the church and gave his life for him, for her.
从最进入世界的那一刻，当神询问亚当的时候，他的第一反应不是保护妻子，而是直接推卸责任给夏娃。
So we see from the moment that sin entered the world, when God confronted Adam, his first instinct was not to protect his wife, but to shift the blame on her.
所以面对家庭责任的时候，男人需要挺身而出。
Therefore, when facing family responsibilities, men must rise to the occasion.
不要选择默不作声，不要选择在家庭中不作为。
They should not remain silent or passive in the home.
这样会给恶者留地步。
If not, they leave room for the enemy.
因为当妻子看到男人不作为的时候，她就会站起来来带领整个的家庭。
Because when wives do not see their husbands standing up, then they will take over that role.
所以男人是一家之主。
So as the head of their household,
需要做决定。
Men must make decisions.
需要为决定承担相应的后果。
And take responsibility for the consequences of their decisions.
让妻子感觉到丈夫值得信赖。
So that when the wife feels that her husband is dependable,
丈夫敬畏上帝。
And that the husband reveres God.
这个时候妻子就会发自内心的敬重丈夫。
She naturally will respond with respect.
而作为妻子最难的功课就是学习去尊重丈夫。
And one of the greatest challenges for a wife is to respect her husband.
从夏娃做决定要吃智慧树上的果子的时候，她就摘给了一个递给亚当。
So we see Eve deciding to eat the fruit and then handing it over to Adam.
那撒拉呢，做决定要让亚伯拉罕娶自己的婢女为妾。
In the story of Sarah, we see her asking Abraham to take her servant as her concubine.
所以看到女人很容易越过男人做决定。
So we see women often overstepping to the decision-making role.
而这些决定影响了整个的世界。
And these decisions have profound consequences.
所以女人要学习把做决定的主权交给男人。
So a wife must learn to entrust the authority of decision-making to her husband.
让男人来带领家庭。
Allowing him to lead the family.
因为男人是男人的头是神。
Because the head of the man is Christ.
他需要对神所托付给的家庭负责和交账。
And the man is accountable to God for his household.
有一对夫妻，他们发生了很大的摩擦。
So there's a couple going through very serious conflict.
丈夫在很痛苦的情况下，他找到了另一个弟兄来寻求帮助。
So the husband, feeling very distressed, went to seek godly counsel.
那这个弟兄呢，和这对夫妻的关系很好，他就给这个姐妹给出一些的建议。
So because this godly friend knows this couple well, he gave the wife a simple suggestion.
说可不可以回到家的时候，专心听你的先生说话，在十分钟之内，无论他说什么都不要打断。
Is when you go home, try listening to your husband for just 10 minutes without interrupting him, no matter what he says.
就这样，这对夫妻回到家就开始实践了。
So they went home and tried.
结果这个先生刚一开口没几句话，妻子就想要打断和插话。
As soon as the husband began to speak, the wife instinctively wanted to interrupt.
她发现以往只要丈夫一说话，她就会习惯性的否定和反驳。
Then she realized that she had developed this habit of dismissing and countering everything her husband said.
所以丈夫感觉不被尊重。
And this left her husband feeling very disrespected.
夫妻很难有深度和真实的一个沟通。
And the two of them found that it's very difficult to have deep and genuine communication.
所以这次当她决定要聆听的时候，就硬硬地控制住自己，我不说话。
But this time she resisted the urge and she stayed silent.
结果第一次这个丈夫呢就感受到了被尊重和聆听。
And for the first time, the husband felt heard and respected.
也就愿意更多地敞开心来跟她沟通。
And was more willing to open up his heart to communicate.
关系也越来越好了。
And this led to the improvement of their relationship.
所以在一段关系当中，
So in a relationship,
双方都要努力和经营。
Both parties must make effort.
我们需要给对方有爱的存款。
We must continually deposit into each other's emotional bank.
那就是男人需要尊重。
That is respect for the man.
女人需要被爱。
and the love for women.
美好的婚姻从双方的共同努力和经营开始的。
A godly marriage flourishes when both husband and wife work together.
而且双方立志自己在家庭当中要恢复神所初创造的那个神圣的秩序。
And both parties must commit to restoring God's original design in the family.
弟兄敬畏神。
Husbands fear the Lord.
一家之主。
Embrace your role as a head.
妻子顺服。
Wives submit.
让神的名被尊为大。
That God's name may be honored.
第二个，我们来看学习对付老我。
The next point is to deal with our old self.
创世纪三章六至七节。
Genesis 3, verse 6 says, She also gave some to her husband, was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
在婚姻和亲密关系当中，可以将人的罪很明显的显露出来。
Marriage and close relationships have a way of exposing the sin in us.
夏娃在被诱惑摘取禁果的时候，亚当保持了沉默。
So when Eve was tempted and took the forbidden fruit, Adam remained silent.
亚当作为直接从神领受这个禁令的人，他没有阻止这场罪恶的发生。
As the person who received the direct command from God, he neither stopped her nor prevented the sin.
在某种程度上，他接受了蛇与夏娃的诱惑。
In a sense, he kind of accepted this temptation that was offered by the serpent and Eve.
所以神对亚当的处罚比夏娃更重。
And so God held Adam more accountable and Eve and punished him more severely.
甚至把这场罪恶的发生归咎于亚当。
And helped him, as being primarily responsible.
因为神的命令最初是给亚当的。
Because the command was given to him.
亚当在这个过程当中的行径反映出他的动机和心态很可怕。
So Adam's behavior reveals his disturbing motives.
为什么会这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
亚当他在现场。
He was physically present.
他没有反对，也没有赞成。
But he didn't support nor object to what was happening.
即使他接受了蛇与夏娃的理由。
He accepted the rational, the reasons given by the serpent and Eve.
他自己没有去吃那个果子。
He didn't eat the fruit.
而是在旁边等待。
But he was waiting.
让夏娃先吃。
To see whether Eve would eat first.
这隐含着亚当不仅仅存在着一个看好戏的心态，还故意让夏娃进入试探当中。
It's disturbing because it seems like he was intentionally allowing Eve to fall into sin.
他想等看着究竟触犯上帝禁令的后果到底如何。
Perhaps he wanted to observe, you know, what would happen if one really broke God's commands.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为到那个时候，上帝告诉他们，吃的日子必定死，但对于他们而言，死亡是一个未知的事情，他们不知道什么是死。
Because God's initial command told them that the consequence would be death, but they didn't understand what death was back then.
此外，所以当夏娃吃了那个果子的时候
，So when Eve ate the fruit,
的确像蛇说的，没事啊，没死啊。
But she's not dead.
对吗？她也很放心的就去跟着吃那个果子了。
Then he felt emboldened to follow.
若是如此的话，亚当其实非常的阴险狡诈，甚至在藐视上帝的命令啊，很可怕的罪啊。
If this was his true thoughts, is deeply manipulative and irreverent.
他一步步地陷自己的妻子于不义，我就看着你怎么样子。
And he stood by and allowed his wife to fall.
这就是人性啊。
This is the human heart.
所以上面说，所以这是另外一个显，这是内在的层面。
And so this is something that's internal.
我们再看外面的。
It's not visible.
那个将他将自己违背神命令的根源归咎于夏娃身上。
And he blamed the source of this fallenness to Eve.
甚至推卸责任到神的身上。
Pushing the responsibility even to God.
你所赐给我和我在一起的女人。
The woman you put here with me.
所以亚当回答这句话，看似简单，也句句属实啊。对呀。
So this simple line that that Adam retorted seemed very true.
但是内心却非常的无情，令人心寒。
But it's deeply cold.
亚当最初看到夏娃的时候，很喜欢她。
Adam, at first when he saw Eve, he loved her.
他说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊。”
He said, "You're the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
他应该把她当作自己的骨肉般来疼爱。
Then you should love her as you love yourself.
夏娃也应该很喜欢亚当。
And Eve should like Adam.
因为为什么？她吃了禁果之后，快快的要把好东西跟亚当分享。
Because after eating the fruit, she wanted to share this good thing with the husband.
我们也可以猜测，在伊甸园中，他们两个人形影不 形影不离。
And we can guess or imagine that in the Garden of Eden, they were always together.
像是成为一体般的行动。
Like they were one flesh.
可是当他们违背上帝之后，这些情和爱迅速的就被罪给玷污和颠倒了。
But then sin corrupted their relationship.
先前为夏娃唱出爱恋的情歌的亚当，成为罪人之后，说出最无情的话，把责任推卸给了自己的妻子。
So Adam, who was so in love and enamored with Eve, was the first to push her, blame her for what happened.
从这里看到，在第一家庭中，人性中的自私和我啊，淋漓尽致的被体现出来。
So we see how the first family became a mirror of human pride and selfishness.
一切都是以我为中心，要保全。
Everybody want to protect their own interests.
这种人性的罪恶可以将爱情完全的夺去。
And so this corruption of sin can cause love to fade.
离间上帝与人与人与人之间的关系。
Can break our relationship with one another.
而且悄悄地放下了仇恨的种子。
And it planted the seed of hatred.
罪会延续下去。
Sin continues on and passes on.
所以人的私欲才是真正罪的发源地。
So the root of sin is our selfish desires.
家庭是一个微型的教会。
And so family being a micro unit of the church.
最小的一个社会的团体。
And the smallest unit of society.
在这个团体当中。
In this community.
无论是丈夫、妻子还是孩子，我们都不得不去面对我们人性当中软弱不堪的一面，而且无所遁形。
We have to face the ugliness of our sin, whether you are husband, wife, or even the children.
也就是当我们跟不熟悉的人在一起的时候，我们可以伪装，我们可以戴面具。
So when we are with people who we are not so familiar, we can put on a mask and pretend.
但是在我们家庭当中
，by family，
我们如果结了婚，我们的另一半，我们的孩子是真正了解我们是谁的那个人。
Our spouses and children are the ones who know who we truly are.
我们里面的自我、罪恶、私欲，每一天都在每一天的日常生活和言语当中暴露出来。
Our self-centeredness, our pride are all laid bare in the home.
所以家就是一个操练舍己、对付老我的地方。
So our homes is a training ground for dying to our old self.
在家庭中，我们第二个要征战的就是我们里面的那个私欲、那个老我。
So this battlefield is the war against our old self.
我们人都很爱自己，很会体恤自己的。
We love ourselves very much.
但是去爱别人，去包容和体恤就没有那么容易了。
But to love others and embrace them is much harder.
所以主耶稣命令我们，马太福音22:39说，第二条也是和他相似，就是要爱人如己。
And that's why Jesus commanded that we must love our neighbor as ourselves.
爱别人要像爱自己一样。
Love others like we love ourselves.
坦白说，这很不容易。
To be honest, it's very difficult.
尤其在夫妻或者家人出现矛盾和争吵的时候。
Especially in marriages or when there's conflict in the home.
我们可不可以放下自己
？Can we put down ourselves?
先说一声抱歉。
And say that I'm sorry.
尤其在家庭当中，亲密关系里面，越是熟悉，我们越容易把不好的脾气发给我们的家人。
Especially in the intimate relationships at home, we are more likely to inflict pain and our anger on each other.
越是容易忽视和把一切都当作理所当然的。
And we take many things for granted.
啊，父母做饭是理所应当的。
My parents should make food for me.
丈夫来挣钱养家是理所应当的。
The husband should be the breadwinner of the family.
妻子做饭是理所应当的。
The wife should cook and clean.
我们把所有的当成理所当然了。
And we take everything for granted.
所以我们需要在婚姻当中，无论是夫妻关系还是亲子关系，要学习从自我到舍己，效法基督。
So in our marriages and our families, we must emulate Christ to love others as much as we love ourselves.
曾经有一位牧师说啊。
So there was a pastor who said,
如果你想要更爱主，就单身。
If you want to love God more, remain single.
如果你想要像基督，就结婚。
If you want to be more like Christ, then get married.
没有人在婚姻当中还能够完全的保持做自己。
No one can be themselves uniquely in a marriage.
一定有很多的舍己。
There will be a lot of sacrifice.
所以神就常常的借着婚姻，夫妻两个人放在一起，把我们磨成神儿子的形象和样式。
So through marriage, God put two people together so that they can refine and shape each other to be more like Christ.
所以结婚的人比单身的人有更好的条件和环境，让上帝做工在我们的里面。
So a marriage actually provides even better condition for you to see how God is working and molding you.
让我们的生命更像耶稣。
That our lives become more Christ-like.
因此我们在第二个中要征战的就是要得胜我们里面的那个私欲那个老我。
So the second thing that we need to do when fighting for our families is to deal with our old self.
在家庭当中学习放下自我。
Learn to put down our self-centeredness.
学习去爱和舍己。
Learn to love sacrificially.
第三，竭力抵挡罪恶。
Number three, to resist sin with all our might. So,
啊对。
So Adam made love to his wife Eve, who became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Abel kept flocks. Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord.And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions of some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look as favorably, and eventually he killed his brother.
这段经文可以讲到了第一个家庭就已经上演了兄弟相残的悲剧。
So we see the tragic event of the first murder in the first family.
人类史上的首次的谋杀案彻底的撕裂了骨肉之亲啊。
The very first murder tore apart the family, and by torn apart by jealousy.
所以该隐的私欲从被拒绝不满到被兄弟所被神悦纳到自己的地位受威胁，他逐渐的在发展和演变。
So we see Cain's inner struggle. He was very disappointed at being rejected. He was very envious and was very angry at being outshined, exploded into violence.
雅各书一章十四和十五节指出了罪的发展的规律。
James chapter 1 verses 14 to 15 describes how sin develops. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
我们刚才谈到了私欲。
We talked about desires, selfish desires.
私欲会产生罪。
And these desires can give birth to sin.
而罪呢，就像猛兽一样伏在门口伺机而动啊。
And sin is like a wild animal crouching at the door.
它不只是一个抽象的概念，而是主动攻击的一种邪恶的力量。
It's not a passive force, it's actually an active one.
它不只是在外在的行为，而是从我们里面来腐蚀我们的情感、意志和判断。
It is not just seen externally, but it begins in our heart and it corrodes our emotions, our thoughts.
所以我们要警醒。
So we must be very alert.
我们不能给罪留地步。
Don't leave any room for sin.
在家庭当中，我们要学习竭力的抵挡罪恶，过圣洁的生活。
In our homes, we need to resist sin and lead holy lives.
我们的手机每天在看什么？
What are we looking at our screens?
我们的电脑里面存的是什么？
What do we save in our computers?
我们每一天想的是什么？
What are we thinking about every day?
所以罗马书六章十一、十二至十四节。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 12 to 14 says, Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
圣洁的意思是分别为圣，属神，不被罪玷污。
So to be holy is to be set apart from God and not to be tainted by sin.
所以我们要做的是
And so what do we need to do?
以建立家庭祭坛，家人要常常一起读经祷告。
Number one, we should build a family altar and we spend time together reading scripture and praying together.
虽然我们很多还是年轻人，
even though we're very young, some of us,
也可以建议家庭，建立家庭祭坛。
We can also build a family altar.
所以第二，家人之间的关系建立在爱与真理上，而不是自私与权力当中。
Number two is to build our relationships on love and truth and not on selfishness or control.
第三，日常生活中有敬畏神的态度，不要让罪在家庭和我自己的身上做主。
So we should live with reverence for God in our daily lives, not allowing sin to rule in our homes.
第四，生活习惯、价值观、时间用用以讨神喜悦为中心。
And we should align our habits, values, and time to do what pleases God.
第五，作为家人、作为父母，要有带头属灵上的榜样，不是强迫孩子信主，而是以生命影响生命，让他们真实的看到信仰有真正的力量而被影响。
So the fifth point is that parents must set the spiritual tone, not force faith on our children, but to model the real power of our faith being lived out in everyday lives.
第六，不要把信仰局限在主日，而是活在每一天的生活当中。
Number six, our faith should not be confined just to Sunday.
在学校当中，
it should be shape our everyday life in our schools.
在工作场所，
in our workplaces.
第七，拒绝世俗的价值观，如金钱第一、外貌至上、自我中心，而是与圣经教导来建立整个家庭的文化。
So we reject worldly values like materialism, vanity, self-centeredness, but establish a Christ-centered family culture.
第八点, 家庭不是独立作战的属灵单位。
Number eight, we should remember that our families are not solo spiritual units.
这是现在家庭所面对最大的一个挑战。
And this is a big challenge that families face.
因为我们每个人人手一个手机。
Because everyone has a phone.
你最亲密的已经不是你的父母、你的爱人，而是你的手机。
You're closer to your phones than to your parents or your siblings.
我们没有时间去花真的是经营我们家人的这样一个亲密的关系的时间。
We do not invest enough time in this intimate relationship in the family.
所以我们要刻意的要去有这样子的时间。
So we need to create this kind of time deliberately.
彼此扶持，一起抵挡试探的团队，建立家庭的一个关系。
To build up a unit that can resist and fight temptations together.
因此，第三个为家庭征战就是竭力抵挡罪恶，过圣洁、讨神喜悦的家庭生活。
And so we should unite to fight and resist the evil one, and to live out a Christ-centered life.
最后，我们要谈到一个很重要的一点。Last
but not the least,
就是要为你的家庭、为信主的家人的救恩来征战。We
should pray for our pre-believing family members.
使徒行传16章31节说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
The Bible, in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it says, "You believe in the Lord, and you and your family will be saved." We must pray for our pre-believing family members. Let's watch a video.
So
there is on 3rd July, there's going to be an outreach activity organized by ACTC.
对, 这是一个广告。
This is an advert.
大家敬请留意, 广告时间。
Please stay tuned.
主要是如果我们当中啊, 有年长的我们的祖父, 外祖父, 或祖母, 或, 还没有信主啊, 可以邀请他们来。
So especially among us, if we have grandparents who have yet to know the Lord, we can invite them for this event. But most importantly, we fight for their and intercede for their salvation.
好，最后做一个总结。
Last conclusion.
就是我们要知道，第一个，我们要恢复神在家庭当中的秩序。
Number one, we have to restore God's order in our homes.
丈夫当敬畏神，承担带领的责任。
Husbands, honor God and take up the responsibility for leadership.
妻子以智慧顺服成全使命。
Wives submit with wisdom and support the mission.
妻子要学习在家庭当中对付老我，放下自我。
In our families, learn to crucify our old selves.
最后，我们要竭力抵挡罪恶，过圣洁的生活。
The third is to resist sin and to cultivate a holy, grounded family culture.
我们每个人都是家庭当中的一员。
All of us are a part of a family.
或者是丈夫、妻子,
we might be husbands, wives,
或者是孩子,
or child.
没有人可以置身事外的。
This is our responsibility.
啊, 没有人可以逃避我们作为一个家庭成员的一份子的责任的。
We have a responsibility as a member of a family.
我们需要为自己的责任、角色承担义务。
We should rise up and be accountable to it.
所以我们要常常的警醒。
So we must be alert.
我们来祷告。
And let us pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
感谢你赐给我们家庭。
Thank you for giving us families.
让我们能够, 尝到家庭彼此扶持的那样子的一个美好关系。
Help us to have this loving relationship within our families.
也求主保守我们。
Protect us, Lord.
让我们能够竭力在这样一个末后时代当中。
That in the last days,
活出一个合你心意的家庭的这样子的一个身份。
Help us to live out families in a way that you have designed.
让你的名被荣耀,
that your name is glorified.
让你的名被尊崇,
that your name is exalted.
感谢赞美你,
we thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的圣的名。